नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीति नमिने नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते everybody नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तरीने नमस्ते प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद शून्यवादी श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीवासदि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा गौर हरि हरि कृष्णा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Vila Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Om Vishnu Padvaram Hamsa Pari Vrajakacharya Shtodarashtada Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Hesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudigaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopina Sham Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham ki jai, Ganga mai Jamuna mai ki jai, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Maharani ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hari Naam Sankirtan ki jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sri Gaur Nithai ki jai, Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Lalita Vishakha ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanandi, all Gaurish the Symbol devotees, all Gaurish to the Symbol devotees, all Gaurish Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, all Gaurish Sri Prabhupada. There's some photographs of Sri Prabhupada boarding Jaladut. Okay. Take darshan of Jaladut ki. Srila Prabhupada's passport. You see his autograph? Don't even see. Kolkata Dham ki. Starts from. And there he goes like that. So today, it's not just another day. Yeah? Very historic day. Reserved for Srila Prabhupada's departure for USA, America. I don't know what time of the day, but sometime today he boarded that Jaladut. 1965. I was a small boy. Do you all remember what you were doing in 1965? No? How come? No? Krishna remembers, but you have forgotten. You were another body, probably. 1965? How many of you were on the planet? On the planet. 65. Huh? You're married in 65. That was a historic occasion. And happily married since then. That's an accomplishment. So it was way back in 1922, in fact. In Kolkata, Srila Prabhupada was given this instruction. Oh, you seem to be very intelligent. Srila Prabhupada had walked into that quarter where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was delivering a talk to assembled disciples, devotees. And Srila Prabhupada walked with his friend and offered his obeisances, and Srila Prabhupada had not even properly sat obeisances, and he was still trying to take his seat, and then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta pointed out, you seem to be very intelligent and you should spread this, bring this dharma, Bhagavad dharma. I don't remember now word for word. The idea was you should bring this message to the Western world and preach in the English language. So it took long time before, lifetime in preparation. Before you execute anything, they say you prepare 80% of the time for preparation, 20% time for execution. Then you'll get the success, not other way around. No preparation or little preparation and you jump into action. No. This is how they talk, some kind of universal understanding. How much time in preparation? 80% time in preparation. So Prabhupada was preparing to one day go to the West. He was also married and he had his little pharmacy in Prayag. Prayag Pharmacy? I think so. in Srila Prabhupada. And in 1944, he starts publication of his Back to Godhead magazine. This was part of the preparation. Then he goes to Jhansi. He used to travel all over North India to sell his products. So, he was well received in Jhansi, and then he was spending more time in Jhansi, going back and forth between Jhansi and Allahabad, Prayag. And one time he had gone back, and Srila Prabhupada's wife had sold some big, thick, fat Bhagavatam, Kabadi paper, and why? Hey, come. And she's sold and got some tea biscuits in exchange. So when Prabhupada realized what his wife had done, and he had asked that question, you want tea or me, take your pick. And wife had said, of course tea. Well, she, jokingly or some in a humorous way, she responded. She had no idea what would be the outcome of such a response. So, in a light-hearted manner, she said, oh, I'll go for tea. Then Prabhupada went for something else. Okay, you stay with your tea, and here I go. And Srila Prabhupada left for Jhansi. He had been going, coming, but this time he was only going and not coming anymore. This was also part of the preparation. Now he was from Grihastha to Vanaprastha. And lots of preparations in Jhansi. You know where Jhansi is? Not far from here, Jhansi. 3-4 hours by train. This is ISKCON Temple now, 4 hours south of Mathura. So Srila Prabhupada was doing further preparations, just trying to recruit some preachers, putting ads in the papers, preachers wanted. If you have so many sons, give me one. I will train him, send him all over the world to propagate Krishna consciousness. But no response. Very little response. Then he founded his Sarvabhauma Sabha, Sarvabhauma organization. When he was preaching, he conceived devotees in Jhansi, or those who, if you go deeper into what Srila Prabhupada did while he was in Jhansi, he he conceived ISKCON. He was meditating, he was planning, he was some strategy. He had never forgotten that instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta, although lots of time had passed, but he was only preparing, thinking. So ISKCON was conceived in Jhansi and delivered in New York. Conception and delivery. You understand this. So conceived in Jhansi and delivered in New York. Then Srila Prabhupada was, he had a place in mind where he was staying. He thought he would make that as his headquarter, but that did not work out in his favor. And he had to leave. He left Jhansi, comes to Mathura first, Keshavji Gaudiya Mutt. He was spending time there, helping with some editing, some writing. He had his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jhansi. He brings that deity to Mathura. I understand the same deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still on the altar of Keshavji Gaudiya Mutt in Mathura. This is Narayan Maharaja's Mutt. Keshavji Gaudiya, that's the spiritual master of Narayan Maharaj. Then Srila Prabhupada also, he takes sannyas. 1959, yes? This is also part of the preparation. He's going to be traveling all over the world. So, sannyas order is appropriate. He starts writing books. Easy Journey to Other Planet, I think this was one of his first books Prabhupada published. Then moves to Vrindavan, some other place first, and then later on Radha Damodar Temple. And further meditation on the mission and the future vision to propagate Bhagavad Dharma in the Western world in English language, and then he starts translation of Bhagavatam. Everything he does by himself, translation, typing, editing. He goes to Delhi, riding on third class train. Such a thing doesn't even exist now. You know what is second class like now? So you could imagine third class. One more class lower. And getting his books printed. He goes to the printer. Sometimes he carries paper on his head to save some rickshaw fare. Or he goes to the printer sometimes. Well, he has not taken his meal. He doesn't know where the meal is going to come from. Or there's not sufficient money to buy a meal. Or so he's shuttling between Delhi and Radha Damodar Temple, continues to translate. Then he has three volumes of Bhagavatam ready. He wanted to carry something substantial with him. So the books in English language, she thought this would be the appropriate thing, right thing. Then one time Srila Prabhupada was in Kurukshetra attending, I think, Gita, some sammelan. Lots of speakers from all over India had come, and Gita, Kurukshetra is a Gita's place where Gita advented, so they had some conference. So Srila Prabhupada was invited, he was there. This is where, and I won't get into the details, he had met this Sumati Morarji. He had little encounter with this Sumati Morarji, the owner of the Sindhya Navigation Company. So at some point, Srila Prabhupada, after that Kurukshetra Gita conference, had gone to Bombay, met this lady in charge of this Jaladut boat and many other cargo boats she owned. Excuse me. "You're too old, Swamiji," she says. "You may not even make to America. You may even not survive. It's not an easy journey. You have written a book, Easy Journey to Other Planet. But this journey is not going to be easy." But Prabhupada, well, he was fixed. He had to go. He has to. This is the instruction. "Order of my spiritual master, I must go." So Prabhupada had to come several times to meet this lady. She had to wait for hours to get the appointment, get the time to see her. So finally, she agreed, "Yes, Swamiji, you could travel on a cargo boat." The boat that carries goods, not the passengers. Some crew members, some staff, few others travel along with a big luggage, big baggage, big lots of goods. In Srila Prabhupada, he traveled to Kolkata, again by train. His boat leaves from Kolkata, Jaladut boat. Well, now we only fly these days. This becomes the mode of transportation for us. But Prabhupada, he has to catch boat from Kolkata. He is taking train. Must be again third class train. In his diary, he makes note that he traveled via Nagpur. So devotees in our Nagpur temple, they think Prabhupada traveled to America via Nagpur. He started his journey from, in one sense, from Bombay, traveled to Kolkata via Nagpur. Then in Kolkata, Srila Prabhupada prepared, packed his baggage. Everything was in one suitcase, which he was able to carry. No coolies and, you know, bag on the top of another bag and bag and bag. Just one bag, in one hand, and the other hand had an umbrella. Sannyasi should carry as a dand or umbrella, there's some understanding. So if there are a few friends to say bye, farewell, and Srila Prabhupada climbing up the stairs of Jaladut boat, that famous scene, picture, we all remember that Prabhupada climbing. There's one little diorama here in front of Prabhupada Samadhi. There is a diorama depicting those times. Then onto the boat. The first day was, you had a good time riding on that Jaladut boat. Jaladut, Dut means messenger. The messenger of the waters, or that is technical, literal meaning or the name of that boat. But as now Prabhupada was riding on that boat, he was Devadut. He was Krishna Dut riding on Jaladut. Dut means messenger. So in some sense, it's a very appropriate name for the boat, Dut. One Dut in another Dut. The boat is Dut and the passenger Bhaktivedanta Swami is a Dut, is a messenger. But the next day, as in Bay of Bengal, it was raining, it was a windy and turbulence, Prabhupada started suffering seasickness, vomiting. So for next several days, Prabhupada was ill. He noted all this, some mentions, brief mentions of this in his diary, which is now known in ISKCON as Jaladut Diary. We don't know whether Srila Prabhupada was expecting one day his followers from all over the world would read his diary called Jaladut Diary. Of course, we gave that name, Jaladut Diary. That wasn't Prabhupada. Then Srila Prabhupada arrives at Colombo. The captain of the boat called Pandya, Arun Pandya. He takes Prabhupada, let's go Swamiji, let's take a little, let's go off the boat into the town. And Prabhupada was seeing the town around. Prabhupada liked Colombo. It's very clean, Prabhupada said, it's very clean. This reminds me of Pune, he said. And he wrote one letter to someone, that is where he mentions that, oh, this is very clean city. And back on the Jaladut boat again, and next destination was going to be Cochin on the west coast of India. From Kolkata to Colombo, Sri Lanka, Ceylon. Before it was Ceylon, now Sri Lanka. Then to Cochin, Kerala. So Srila Prabhupada, oh, what is this? So Srila Prabhupada was going to his books, Bhagavatams, were going to be loaded, many crates of Bhagavatams going to be loaded at Cochin. So they went by lorry or other mode of transportation, loading of his books in Cochin. So boat was going to halt there for one night. So Prabhupada was in Cochin town, and this Sindhya Navigation Company, they had some office there, and some officers stayed in Cochin. So Prabhupada was a guest of these officers of Sindhya Navigation Company in Cochin. Some years ago, our Padyatra was in Cochin, I visited Cochin. I was in Cochin. Then we went to look for that place where Prabhupada had spent the night. As we went there, we were surprised that the lady who was also there in 1965 was still there. She said, "I cooked for your Swamiji." And they showed us place where he spent the night. Prabhupada had just one night, this was last night before he would now leave. His boat leaves for America. So that evening he wanted to do some satsang. So the officers of this navigation company's office, they organized some get together. They invited some guests, and Prabhupada did program in that house. They spent the night, and next day, books on the boat and finally leaving for America. Then on the way there were more encounters with the climate and the rocking of the boat and rains and then there were, of course, the days Prabhupada heart attacks. One day one, next day another one. And Prabhupada wrote, if there would be another one, well, this would be end of me. These were Prabhupada's thoughts, which he wrote down in the diary. It was that bad. But he's tolerating all this. Then he has a dream. And in the dream he sees a boat. And Krishna is personally, rowing at the boat. Krishna has taken charge of the boat and comforting Prabhupada, don't worry. Everything would be all right. Comforting Prabhupada in the dream, Krishna comforting. And then rest of the journey was very smooth through Atlantic Ocean. And the Captain Pandya noticed, or he made observation, I have gone back and forth so many times through this Atlantic Ocean, but for first time journey, smooth journey like this. And then Prabhupada explained how Krishna appeared in the dream and he has taken charge of the boat, and that is why. And the wife of this captain says, Swamiji, you should accompany us on the way back to India, then we'll have another smooth journey if you are with us. In 1965's Janmashtami, Srila Prabhupada celebrated on the boat. No one else had no clue that it was a Janmashtami day, but Bhaktivedanta Swami, he was not called Srila Prabhupada those days, Bhaktivedanta Swami. He made announcement, he gathered the crew members and staff. Come. Let's have Janmashtami celebration. When they all gathered, Prabhupada talked about Krishna. And distributed some prasadam to them. Next day was his birthday. No ceremony was there. Only he knew that was his birthday, and there was no one to say happy birthday to you, or no cake, or no nothing. Silent observation. Srila Prabhupada was, although, well, he was in Vrindavan, and now he had left Vrindavan. But not really. He had not left his Vrindavan. He was in Vrindavan. He was remembering, he's making those entries again. Remembering, he mentions three deities named Govinda, Gopinath, and Damodar. He's remembering these deities. So he lost or he left his heart in Vrindavan, and although he's away, he's very much here in Vrindavan, or Vrindavan spirit. Throughout the journey he's reading, studying Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is absorbed in studies of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So these are some of the highlights. Then his boat Jaladut arrives at Boston Commonwealth Pier, something like that. This is where Srila Prabhupada cleared his customs and immigration clearance took place in Boston. And this is the first town, first city Prabhupada touched with his lotus feet, blessed America. Pandya was again with him, and Pandya wanted to do some shopping, so Swamiji, come along, let's go. So there's some friendship developed, so he would take him to see that Boston. So Srila Prabhupada was there in the town Boston, around and on the streets, and he saw the rat race people moving, going back and forth so fast, not ready to stop, so busy, like a rats, they go from one hole to another, like the residence, and they make another hole and they spend few minutes there and then they get out and go to another one and then to another one. They're racing. The rats do the racing from hole to hole. And sometimes people have their houses, homes from in this town, they have property in this town, another one that town, here, there, and they're shuttling back and forth, or this office, that office, this business, they're running. The rats are so busy, if you ask Ratto, "Hello, Mr. Rat, shake hand." Is the rat going to stop? No. Make the diversion and move fast, faster. So Prabhupada's thoughts were, "Oh, I am here to preach the message of Gauranga, finally. As per the instructions of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I am here in the West to propagate Bhagavad Dharma in English language. But look, people are so busy. How is this going to be possible to preach to them?" So Srila Prabhupada, back on the Jaladut boat again, and the last leg of the journey from Boston to New York. And that is when Srila Prabhupada took a pen and paper and wrote a poem of what he had experienced in Boston and how is he going to accomplish the mission of this propagation of Bhagavad Dharma in the Western world. Then he starts praying to the Lord, and his prayers, his thoughts, he puts them on paper. Nachao Prabhu, nachao, nachao sai mate, amito kasthera putali. He says, "I am just little doll or a puppet in your hand. Nachao, you make me dance. You make me dance as you will and feel. On my own, I can't do anything. I'm just a doll in your hands. Make me dance. Oh Lord, make me dance and talk and walk as you feel." And I have this big name, Bhakti Vedanta. Make this, you do something so that I am not so-called Bhakti Vedan, but let the purport of this name Bhakti Vedan be fulfilled. Bhakti Vedan. So we get the glimpse of what was on Srila Prabhupada's mind throughout, what he was going through, the illness and then thoughts and the prayers and the whole thing. His determination, his tolerance, of course his enthusiasm, his obedience to the order of his spiritual master, and his vision. He also wrote another prayer before, I think, he reached Boston. He's talking of how this holy name would reach every town, every village. There's a full confidence that this would definitely happen. So finally, in board reaching New York, It took him 35 days from Kolkata to New York. Now it takes 16 hours. Now you could go, you don't even have to break your journey in London or Paris. You could just take off and land in New York, Philadelphia, or Washington, or Boston, or... But Prabhupada traveled 35 days and he has now arrived in New York. As Prabhupada gets off the boat onto the land of America, Prabhupada makes another entry. He says, okay, I have reached here, but is anyone to receive me? No. Anyone with a garland or chandan or kirtan or is a press awaiting? What about the five-star hotel booking or something? And nothing. So he is there, but he does not know now whether to turn right or left or where should he go. He doesn't, no clue. And what about money? He had 40 rupees. Still 40 rupees is, that's the balance. He also had to spend money on the boat for this or that. And when he was in New York, he had 40 rupees and $20 also. He sold a set of Bhagavatam to the captain of the boat. And he made $20. So he had 40 rupees and $20. But that money is, how long could you survive in New York with 40 rupees and $20? Maybe 20 hours or 20 minutes? Then he does meet with a travel agent who would arrange Srila Prabhupada's return journey. In Boston he was given 3 months visa. You could stay only 3 months in America, so his visa was stamped. 3 months stay in America. So in New York, he arranged his return travels 2 months after he had just arrived. 2 months later, he was going to go back. So that person who arranged his Prabhupada's return travels, the way Srila Prabhupada looked, well, sadhu outfit, simple cotton clothes, saffron of course, and tilak and kanti mala. He had not seen anyone like him in his life, and of course no one in America probably had seen anyone traditional sadhu like that. But he was impressed. A gentleman, he said, gentleman, this is a gentleman. And then Prabhupada goes to a bus station. His sponsor was from Butler, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a state, Butler is a town or city. So Srila Prabhupada is going to catch bus. So he goes to bus station and is catching bus. One Mr. Agarwal, Agarwal. He had sponsored Srila Prabhupada's travels or visa. But he had not come to receive Prabhupada. So Prabhupada had to go to bus station, catch bus to go to his host, one who has sponsored him. No courtesy, no hospitality, no... he is there in America now. Now there's 40 rupees, there's a story with that 40 rupee. Srila Prabhupada, it did stay on and on, not just 3 months, but several years he stayed in America. And was there 67 or... he came with... New Vrindavan. Kirtanand Swami. And they had also stayed at Radha Damodar that time. And he was traveling, Kirtanand was traveling with Prabhupada. So Prabhupada returned to India, Delhi airport. Again, there was no one to receive him this time also, first time. Then Prabhupada goes to a place called Chippiwada near Red Fort in Delhi. Srila Prabhupada used to stay in Delhi at Chippiwada. Just recently, ISKCON New Delhi has taken possession of that Chippiwada. It's a small Radha Krishna temple, small one. And Srila Prabhupada used to stay upstairs. Whenever he went from Vrindavan to Delhi to do his printing work, he used to stay there and do some... He had his typewriter and some papers. And so that was his base. So Prabhupada went from airport to Chippiwada. And he had to pay taxi fare. So he pulled out 40 rupees. The fare was exactly 40 rupees. The 40 rupees which he had them in New York, when he arrived in New York, those 40 rupees, he was saving those 40 rupees. He did not convert and spend. He came back with the 40 rupees. And he paid this taxi fare at Chippiwada, the taxi wala, 40 rupees. So, then Srila Prabhupada is in America. Preaching by himself. He must have come back, spending time with at Butler, his sponsors. And they had a child, and Prabhupada would play with, and there's a photograph of Prabhupada with little baby holding his hands, fingers, and Prabhupada cooking, doing his own cooking. He has a 3-4 tier cooker. and his, oh, he smiles, oceanic, huh? That lady had used the word oceanic. Swami's smile or love is like an ocean, oceanic. Then Prabhupada is back in New York and starts his mission. On the footpath, he's sitting and chanting. He has only kartal, no one to play drum, and he has no microphone. But he's attracting attention of New Yorkers, that strange looking with the no hair and paint on the face, paint, and he's wearing a bed sheet, saffron bed sheet. So Prabhupada is chanting and people are gathering, and in between, Srila Prabhupada stops and does some talking. Look, this is Supreme Personality of Godhead is showing the photograph of Sri Krishna. Oh, but then what is that girl doing there? New Yorkers are, they're asking. If this you say is God, then that next to him there's a girl. What is that girl doing there? They don't know. So much ignorance. Now our Pancha Gauda knows all the glories of Radharani. If this is Krishna, this has to be Radharani. If this is Ram, next to Ram, this has to be Sita. And if this is Balaram, this has to be Revati, and if this is Narayan, this has to be Lakshmi. Even little kids in India know this. But those elderly folks in America, they had no idea, no clue. So they were asking such silly, or they're just innocent, ignorant. What is that girl doing there? Then Prabhupada managed to get one storefront. He was doing preaching on the street in the parks. Now he had his own place, one rented storefront, 26 Second Avenue. And twice a week Prabhupada was conducting his classes there. He met people on the street, in the park. He would say, please come to our get together. So there was some shop before there. The owner, he vacated, he shifted to another location. But he left the sign behind. So some of the followers of Swamiji said, Swamiji, the sign from the previous, the owner, he left the sign behind. Oh, what does it say? Oh, it says, matchless gift. And Prabhupada said, keep it. Otherwise, they were thinking of get rid of it, throw it away. No, keep it. If the sign says matchless gift, because my gifts are matchless. I have come with the matchless gifts. So it's a very appropriate sign, matchless gifts. So Srila Prabhupada was conducting classes there twice a week. He was, before the class or program, he would do cooking for them, cooking and making offering to his deity, and then he would go downstairs. He stayed in the back on the first floor, and the preaching place was downstairs in the front. Then Prabhupada used to give a talk and get them up and teach them how to dance and Swami step. This, what kind of dance did he learn? His followers were, this is a Swami step. We are learning Swami step. Now how foot there and moving. So this is Swami step. And then Prabhupada is, okay, sit down. And they would all sit down. No one else to serve the food or prasad. Who is serving? So cooking, he does the cooking, he does the offering, he gives the talk, he leads the kirtan, he teaches how to dance, he gets them to sit down, he feeds them. And when they have bellies full, they're out. Who does the cleaning? He does the cleaning. All this Prabhupada is going through. So it was all indoor going on. Now he had some followers. And one day he said, if you wish to join me and help me, then you will have to follow some regulative principles. Oh, what are they? And Prabhupada first time said, no meat, no fish, no eggs. No intoxication, no illicit, no gambling. Are you ready? And they all raised their hands. This is just after some months in America, and his sadhu is getting American boys and girls, those who are coming, like hippies or long hair and the bottles and their girlfriends and the boots and no idea of, they don't know how to even sit properly or nothing, smelly folks. And Prabhupada is tolerant and compassionate and kind to all of them. But now they are attracted to him, and now they are able to stay high forever. Swamiji has come from, Swamiji also says, oh, I have a drug. If you take this drug, then you will stay high forever. Now otherwise the drug that you take, you go high and then you go low, and then you go higher and you go lower, then you go highest and then you go lowest, and then you don't come up again. Up and down and up and down and then down and down forever. But the drug that I have, you can stay high forever. So they were into the drugs, looking for drugs. Especially someone coming from India, then they would contact and check out whether he's carrying some drugs. And Swamiji said, yes, yes, I have a drug. They were into drugs. So what is the drug? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare was the drug. And so they were now getting intoxicated for first time, boys and girls, and now hippies were becoming happies. So there's a perfection of Srila Prabhupada's mission, his travels to the West. He was fulfilling, desires and executing will of his spiritual master. He was in America, that is in the West, and he was preaching in English language, and he was distributing books and He had now some followers ready to follow four regulative principles, and of course he had gone through lots of harassments and difficulties dealing with his crazy drug addicts in Bowery, what he had to go through, and his manuscript was stolen, or this happened, that happened. The first day I was in America in 78, we arrived, and next day we were given a tour of New York, wherever Srila Prabhupada, Bowery, and that yoga studio by Riverside, and different place. There was a devotee called Puru, you know, Puru Prabhu was our guide, and he was guiding myself and Giriraj, and there are a few others. We had traveled from India, myself first time, and then he was giving us a tour of all the places of Srila Prabhupada, and then that Tompkins Square Park. That tree was still there, and that tree is still there now. Prabhupada standing under that tree and giving his address to the, and saying, I have nothing new to say to you, he said, but I am here to remind what you have forgotten. These are Prabhupada's first public address words. This is like a first public address underneath that tree in Tompkins Square Park. I have nothing new to say, but what you have forgotten, I'm here to remind you. So that also, we visited that place and lots of places. And then Prabhupada goes for foundation of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, was founded in 1966, about 1 year later. And most of, or all of this time, for 1 year, Prabhupada had stayed in New York. He did not go any other towns and villages, mostly in and around New York. And now he had ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Ki! And then he had another one in Boston, in San Francisco, and that is the first time Prabhupada's travel from New York to San Francisco. This is the first time Srila Prabhupada had his air travel. He had not traveled by plane before that. It's the first time he traveled to San Francisco, and as time to land, then he was seeing those buildings, and this, he said, they look like a matchbox on the top of another matchbox and another matchbox. So as his plane was coming down, he was seeing the skyscrapers and tall buildings, and they're like a matchboxes on the top of each other. So that was the next town Prabhupada visits and establishes Mukunda. Goswami was from there, or he took leadership, and many others. And then he goes to Montreal, I think, and here, there, London. Well, he goes to Japan also. He's publishing now books. His Bhagavad Gita to be published by Macmillan Company. He's checking his printing. Then he returns to Kolkata. And 71, Prabhupada has come back to India. This time he has come with lots of followers with him.
He had come once before in 67, just with one follower, and then he had also sent a couple of them, Jayapataka and Achyutanand. They were in Kolkata, Mayapur side. And so then Prabhupada starts traveling all over, doing pandal programs, and then he goes to Kumbh Mela in 72, Kumbh Mela, and like that. And 72, after Gaur Purnima festival, Prabhupada comes to Vrindavan, and he had this land given by Saraf, and Prabhupada did the groundbreaking ceremony. Before that, he had done one in Mayapur, 72, Gaur Purnima festival. Then he comes here and groundbreaking ceremony, and then he goes to Bombay and Hare Krishna land and groundbreaking ceremony. So in, I think, 1 month or so, he had three lands and the groundbreaking and the temple constructions had started. Like that. So that's, so Srila Prabhupada goes to, so today is that day, historic day, Prabhupada's departure for America, and started with one person for a long time. Even after arrival in America, he was just one person, single-handedly, and no friends, no money that we hear. Prabhupada has, so lots of sacrifices, lots of inconvenience, tapasya, all kinds of tests Prabhupada has passed. Of course, because he was not by himself, he was not alone. We say he had no friend, but his friend is Sri Krishna, was his, and he is his friend, the best friend. He had appeared in that dream on the boat also. And what about money? He was penniless, or what was his wealth? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. This was the wealth that he was carrying. With all that wealth that Americans had, that wealth was not making, that wealth was not making Americans happy. But the kind of wealth that Prabhupada was carrying, and he delivered that wealth and made so-called rich Americans, you know, true sense, Prabhupada enriched their lives, gave lots of riches, gave Krishna's name and Krishna's message, and this was and is the wealth. So he traveled, of course, 14 times around the world later on, and making people wealthy everywhere and happy everywhere. So we should never ever forget the sacrifices made by Srila Prabhupada for our welfare. Now we are sitting here in a Balram Hall with the fans and marble floor and microphone and asans here. There's lots of sacrifices and of Srila Prabhupada have been invested in those foundational days, setting up the scene and the foundation of Hare Krishna movement. So this is a history that inspires us and that would continue to inspire the whole world. Someone said, I think Jayadvaita Maharaj was saying, when Prabhupada got off the boat, and if there was some reception, and if there was a hotel booking, and if there was this and that, well, that's a normal. There's nothing to talk about, or there's nothing to remember. But Lord has created such a situation. And Prabhupada, look, Prabhupada penniless. Look, Prabhupada 69 years old. Look, Prabhupada has no friends. Look, when he gets in America, he doesn't know where to turn left or right. So this is a difference. This is a different story altogether. Extraordinary. And that makes us think, our world think, from such humble beginnings, everything kind of against elderly and no money, no friends, no this. Prabhupada once in Bombay, I think in a talk, he said, yeah, that he started this movement with 40 rupees. He said, yeah, 40 rupees when he started Hare Krishna movement, started with 40 rupees. Now he said, we have 400 crore or 4,000, he said, big number, crores of properties and wealth and empire all over the world. We started with 40 rupees and now say, well. In 72, Prabhupada had come for Kartik festival, first ever Kartik festival, and Prabhupada stayed in the same humble dwelling, Radha Damodar quarters. By this time he had followers around the world and wealthy disciples and Ambarish and George Harrison like supporters. But when he comes back to Vrindavan, he lived like a six Goswamis. Tyaktva Turnamashesha Mandalapati, all these six Goswamis also had abandoned lots of wealth and big positions, and they had come to Vrindavan and they were living very humble, simple living, simple, very down to the earth, to very basics. So that's where I had seen Srila Prabhupada in 71. And in 72 I joined and I saw Prabhupada that Kartik 72. I was a bit surprised, this kind of simple, very simple life that Srila Prabhupada led. There was hardly any furniture or facilities. And so we stayed, I stayed also 1 month, 72, with Srila Prabhupada, and we had some 40, 50 devotees attending that Kartik festival, and we were thinking, oh, we have lots of devotees attending this festival. And when we were asked, oh, how many? Oh, 40! 40 devotees attending. 50 was considered lots of devotees, 50 devotees. And then we used to, Srila Prabhupada used to send us every day to this Raman Reti. From Radha Damodar temple, we'll start kirtan in the morning and going through the here, there, Lohi Bazaar, and coming down to Radha Madan Mohan, where our Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala and that. And finally would land here. And the groundbreaking had taken place in like March 72, so Kartik 72, some digging was going on. And the tamal tree was there. When I stood next to that tamal tree, I was taller than the tree that time. But that tree is no more. I think this is second or third. This is second tree. Tamal tree in the courtyard. Prabhupada had made sure that no tree is cut, especially tamal tree. And so he made the design so that the tree becomes part of the temple. So he would come here every day, and very cold those days. We would do kirtan here, offer our obeisances, and go back again to Radha Damodar temple. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's departure for America ki jai. Radha Damodar ki jai.